Item 14. Proposed changes to commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting.
We had an update to regulate to Chapter 610, which is being passed to you, an additional public comment on this item. I'll make this as brief as I can. We talked about this a little bit in detail at the last meeting. It's all included in your evaluation packet as well. We made note in the evaluation packet that we had a meeting with the aquaculture industry back on July 30th of this year. And at that meeting, the aquaculture industry presented a few arguments to it that, one, daily harvest reporting is really not applicable to their industry. They don't operate the same as the rest of our public fisheries, in a sense, and going out harvesting for public ground and all and that. It's a little different setup with the aquaculture industry. They also made note to us that their current harvester permitting criteria was very time-consuming and difficult to work with. Sometimes they'll have a new worker. They get a lot of temporary workers or transient workers, and sometimes they'll get a new worker in, and they're unable to get up and get to the agent to get a harvester permit in time to put them to work that day, and it causes some delays. And sometimes they really need to have that extra body out there. So the industry made a very strong request that day that they would like to see monthly reporting specific to the aquaculture industry only, and a little simplification in the permitting process. So instead of having this conflict, allow them to also have what's known as a vessel-specific permit. And the vessel-specific permit would allow them to go out, and if they have a individual who's harvesting for them but doesn't have their own individual harvester permit, as long as they're basically with the crew of that vessel, they're covered by that vessel permit. And then this would be tied back to the product owners themselves. Staff, looked into the issue, and we do agree with the industry on this recommendation. We would agree to allow the aquaculture product owners report monthly. We include that change on page 11 of draft chapter 610. We also agreed that we should create an aquaculture product owner vessel permit. There would be one for the oyster and one for the clam operations, just as we have oyster aquaculture product owner permit and we have oyster aquaculture harvester permits for each one. You will note from the evaluation that originally staff had said the vessel permit should be limited to a crew size of four. But we've received quite a bit of public comment from the industry on this, and we concur with that public comment that that should not be specified at four, but should just be left as an unlimited number. The vessel capacity will take care of that issue, and there is no real good reason to do it. The four came about from an original discussion we had with the Oyster Growers of Virginia representative, and afterwards when this public comment came out, including what you have before you, everyone's in favor of this except for that provision of having a limit of four, and staff concurs, and we think we should drop that.
Okay.
So that is the recommendation of staff. It is a public hearing, and we did advertise it pursuant to the code.
Questions of Joe? Thank you, Joe. This is a public hearing. Are there any comments at this time? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission.
I move to approve, submitted by the staff.
This is Regulation 610. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fox.
I assume this allows the vessel limit of four is deleted.
It's taken out, yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries, and Regulation 610 is amended, is adopted.